I think it's functioned just about the way our forefathers anticipated.
Senator Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican, says that with different parties in control of the House and Senate and an independent governor in the middle, the result is a lot of dialogue, but not much movement. He also says that the House majority is a group of mostly Democrats, and they're still learning how to run their House.
I think they figured out that playing dictator doesn't work. You can try it. It just doesn't work. Doesn't work when the Senate does it to the House or the House does it to the Senate.
Juneau Democrat Representative Sam Quito, though, has another take on what caused delays. He says the Senate has been behaving like a full-time legislature with hopes of waiting out the House.
We're not functioning as well as I would like to see. And if you ask for my personal opinion, I do believe that it is because of the rhetoric from the Senate that they will not consider anything called or considered a tax.
And how to balance the budget with a huge revenue shortfall was one of the big sticking points last year. But Quito doesn't agree with proposals to withhold lawmakers per diem if they can't approve a budget in time. He says many legislators, including himself, can't afford a hotel room or meals out of pocket during a special session. Stedman also opposes that initiative, arguing that people need to be paid for their time. Representative Dan Ortiz, though, supports the idea. The Ketchikan Independent thinks the initiative, if approved by voters, would improve the legislature's functionality. Ortiz has gone through three state budget cycles since he was first elected to the House. This year's will be his fourth.
And they've all been challenging.
They've always been challenging. We went extra time in each of those years, even when there was a Republican-controlled House and Senate in those 2 years where I was part of the minority.
And the reason they're so challenging is that the issues are huge. The state is now operating with more than 70% less revenue.
You know, the issues are, in my opinion, tougher issues than the days when there was lots of money around. So that's probably what I think has contributed to the appearance of more disharmony. It's that issue more than anything else.
Ortiz is hopeful, though, that the two bodies will work better together this year and find more ways to compromise. Juneau Democratic Senator Dennis Egan says the legislature functioned better years ago when there was a bipartisan working group in the Senate.
We worked together, Republicans and Democrats and an independent, but we got things done. Lately, I don't like it. I mean, I don't like the way it's been functioning.
Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins is a Sitka Democrat. He says it's easy to say that the legislature has been performing poorly, but
there are two components of the legislature, and to say the legislature is performing poorly is a generalization, and specifically, the House has passed a fully funded fiscal plan that would balance the budget, and the Senate would not.
And why is that?
The Senate is allergic to revenue.
So can relations improve? Well, Christ Tompkins says the relationships are fine. It's a philosophical divide. Compromise is the answer, and he says that is happening to a degree, but not enough to solve the underlying problem. Juneau Representative Justin Parrish, a Democrat, says he ran on a platform that the legislature is broken.
And, you know, it breaks my heart to say that that's still the case.
It takes a toll on the whole state, he says, that the legislature has not figured out how to compromise. Parrish gave an example of oil tax reform as a compromise that worked, kind of. He says he wanted more reform than the Senate agreed to, but the overall result was acceptable. A proposed education tax is an example of failure to compromise, Parrish says. The House sent a proposal to the Senate last year.
I believe they just had one public hearing on it, in which the support was primarily positive. Most people who called in supported it. And then they waived it out of committee, canceled all future hearings, and gave it a summary execution on the floor.
Parrish says he supports the initiative that would compel lawmakers to finish a budget in time or lose their per diem. He'd take it even further and make lawmakers ineligible for re-election if they can't pass a budget. Parrish admits that such a proposal is unlikely to get approval from a majority of lawmakers. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.